You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, everybody. It's the Music of the Stars on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Army, Mr. Joe.
Best in the Army.
Play anchors away.
Irving Berlin wrote that. This is Jerry Lewis.
In the Navy, they get steak, caviar, and whipped cream cake. They have fancy cooks who know what cooking means. In the Army, we get mess, and it really is a mess. Oh, the Navy gets the gravy, but the Army gets the beans.
Beans, 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 beans.
Send the salami to your boy in the Army. Yes, the Navy gets the gravy, but the Army gets the beans.
Beans, 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 beans.
Navy service is ideal, printed menus every meal, and they decorate your plate with parsley green. In the Army, we get chow that you wouldn't feed a chow. Oh, the Navy gets the gravy, but the Army gets the beans.
Beans,
beautiful
beans,
beans, beans, gorgeous beans, 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 succulent beans, beans. Send the bologna to some skinny and bony. Yes, the Navy gets the gravy, but the Army gets the beans.
Beans, beans, beans.
but beans.
Loving those beans, hugging those beans. Know what it means, mommy, I love ya. Nothing but beans.
Beans, 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 beans.
Oh, it seems bell-bottom pants are conducive to romance. They are wined and dined and loved by movie queens. But you wear a khaki frame and you get a wacky dame. Oh, the Navy gets the gravy, but the Army gets the beans.
Beans, 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 beans.
You can grab a Marine and you show him a bean. He says, what does it mean that I never have seen? So you grab a civilian and one in a million can identify. So I say to you, why do we gotta have beans?
Beans.
Multiple beans, quadricant beans, succulent beans, nothing but beans. Beans! Nothing but beans!
Sergeant Dick Burney, front and center.
Oh! Neat bunch of selectees. You know, I was a selectee once.
Tell me, Dick, how do you like the Army now? I said, how do you like the Army now?
It's a military secret.
Well, what's the matter with the Army?
It's a little too feminine.
Feminine?
Certainly, with all those women auxiliaries, like the AWVS, the Red Cross, the Father Duffy Canteen, the Waves, the Wags, the Woos, the Wow-Wows, and not forgetting the WAACs.
Well, that's fine. That shows the women are really patriotic.
Oh, maybe so. But when I come home from camp on a 3-day pass after slaving all week over a hot gun, I'm raring to go. I got a box of flowers on the one arm and a box of candy on the other arm. I run down the street like an idiot, ignoring all the lights. I run into my hotel, run up the elevator, knock on the bell, ring the door opens, and there's my beautiful wife. I look at her, and she looks at me. I look at her, and she looks at me.
Well, why don't you kiss her?
I can't. She's a first lieutenant.
Oh, she's a whack.
That's beside the point. You know, the worst part of it is I got to get permission from the top sergeant to even talk to her.
Well, what's tough about that?
The top sergeant's my mother-in-law. The top sergeant's my mother-in-law. Maybe he hasn't got a mother-in-law. But I'm going to get even. I'm going to take him out on the rifle range and show him how to use a rifle.
You're going to show your wife how to shoot a rifle?
My mother-in-law, too. Same bullet.
Well, you have to be a marksman for that.
Really?
Now, take me, for instance. I'm one of the best marksmen in the country.
What makes you think you're one of the best marksmen in the country?
Well, I'll give you an instance.
I like to hear an instance.
The other day I went hunting in the woods. There in front of me I saw a big, beautiful tree. Seated on one limb of the tree were 14 birds.
14 birds? I'll be right back. 14 birds were seated on one limb of the tree. He don't care about nothing. He looks like a guy from my draft board. Everybody in. You heard of the March of Time? There's his brother, Waste of Time. Ooh, it's alive. Come on, wipe the smile off your face. Come on, get serious. Get serious. Think of your salary. That did it. Now, what were you saying about the birds?
There were 14 birds in one limb.
Yeah?
I looked at my rifle. I had only one bullet.
Oh, my.
Now, my objective was to get the 14 birds with the one bullet.
Oh, you can't do it.
I did it.
How?
I took my rifle, aimed, fired. The bullet split the limb. The 14 birds got their feet caught in the limb. I walked over, sawed off the limb, put it across my shoulder, walked home with the 14 birds, and it wasn't a good day for hunting that day either.
You want to hear some real shooting?
Yes.
Well, spread out, make it look like a big regiment. Last week, I was out in the woods hunting. There in front of me, I saw a big, beautiful deer. I picked up my rifle, ready to fire, and I heard noise on my right. What do you think it was?
What?
500 wild ducks. Well, I didn't want the deer, I wanted those ducks. I picked up my rifle, ready to fire, and I heard noise on my left. What do you think it was?
What?
500 wild geese. I didn't want the deer, I didn't want the ducks, I wanted those geese. I picked up my rifle, ready to fire, when a snake about 5 feet long jumped right up in front of me. Boy, I changed my plans completely. I didn't want the deer, I didn't want the ducks, I didn't want the geese, I want that snake. I picked up my rifle, aimed, fired. The barrel split in two. One barrel went to the right, killed 500 ducks. One barrel went to the left, killed 500 geese. The bullet went straight ahead, shot the deer. The ramrod of the gun went down the snake's throat, choked him to death. The rebound of the gun hit me in the shoulder. I fell over in the river, come up my boots full of fish. I stooped over to take a fish out of my boot, and what do you think happened?
What?
A button snapped off my coat and killed the rabbit. And it wasn't a good day for hunting that day either. I had to kill more, but I was tired that day. I'll go quietly.
Mention every woman in the Corps,
I didn't know there was a Woman's Army Corps song. I guess that's the point.
Attention, you Americans. The Yankee Doodle girl has gone to war. And when you mention true Americans, you'll mention every woman in the Corps. Every miss in our ranks means a hit for the
Glenn Miller in them. The Vagabonds.
All the day long, whether rain or shine, she's a part of the assembly line. She's making history, working for victory. Rosie, the riveter, keeps a sharp lookout for sabotage. Sitting up there on the fuselage, that little frail can do more than a male can do. Rosie, the riveter. Rosie's got a boyfriend, Charlie. Charlie, he's a Marine. Rosie is protecting Charlie, working overtime on the riveting machine. When they gave her a production knee, she was as proud as a girl could be. There's something true about red, white, and blue about Rosie, the riveter.
Masters, a 103-year-old Rosie the Riveter.
Just incredible. Her work during World War II will soon be immortalized in bronze at Memorial Park in Royal Park.
7 News Detroit reporter Evan Seary had the opportunity to sit down with Frances to listen to her stories, still fresh, all these decades later.
We just came out of the Depression, and we all had to work.
1939. It was the end of one profound and consequential era, and the dawn of a new one, World War II.
Since my brothers were both in the Army, the next person to help my family was me.
For Frances Masters, that meant pulling up her sleeves and getting to work inside a bomber plant in Ypsilanti.
I worked at the bomber plant to make money, plus gave me an honor to work to help for the war effort.
And you still remember those days pretty well.
I do remember going early in the morning, taking a streetcar plus the bus.
Now, at 103 years old, Masters' work as an original Rosie the Riveter will be immortalized at the Michigan World War II Legacy Memorial in Royal Oak.
It's a privilege.
We'll be right back. Why can't you get him now?
Maisie asked to be left alone with Miss Reed, said she didn't want to be disturbed.
But I've got to see her. I've been flying blind. I just came out of a fog.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Okay. Happy landings.
Maisie? Maisie!
Oh! Oh!
Maisie?
Oh, Breezy.
Hey, where's Maisie?
She went to work.
I'll say she did.
Welcome on the bugle call, Rag. Gentlemen, meet the sweethearts of rhythm.
Hey, I'm signing up tomorrow.
The men were leaving home.
Oh,
and so were the women.
Riveting is real suited to you gals. After training, you'll be using these tools as easily as you would a sewing machine needle at home.
Oh, hey!
Oh, my God.
What are you doing about a knife?
You got a lot of patsy.
Look, all you gotta say is listen, you big ape.
You just take a deep breath and you'll get your confidence back.
Goldie Hawn, Swing Shift.
You need a lift?
Oh, boy!
It turned the day around.
Okay.
It turned their world around. It wasn't always easy.
You don't belong here, none of you!
It wasn't always fair. But not only could they take it...
I wish it could be like this forever.
They could dish it out, too.
Listen!
We showed him.
We sure did.
Goldie Hawn, Kurt Russell.
Kay.
Swing Shift.
All the day long, whether rain or shine, she's a part of the assembly line. She's making history, working for victory, Rosie. The Riveter keeps a sharp lookout for sabotage. Sitting up there on the fuselage, that little frail can do more than a male can do, Rosie. The Riveter.
Rose got a boyfriend, Charlie.
Rosie. Rosie is protecting Charlie,
working overtime
on the riveting machine. When they gave her a production knee, she was as proud as a girl could be. There's something true about red, white, and blue about Rosie, the riveter.
Thank you. This is Martha Tilton.
I'll walk alone, because to tell you the truth, I'll be lonely. I don't mind being lonely when my heart tells me you are lonely too. I'll walk alone, they'll ask me why, and I'll tell them I'd rather. There are dreams I must gather, dreams we fashion the night you held me tight. I'll always be near you wherever you are each night. In every prayer, if you call, I'll hear you. No matter how far, just close your eyes and I'll be there. Please walk alone and send your love and your kisses to guide me till you're walking beside me. I'll walk alone.
Music of the
it was
star.
July in Virginia. The scent of the dogwood and the laurel lay heavy on the land, while the burgeoning fruit of the peach and the apple marked the full sway of summer. For 7 fateful days, the trees, the flowers, yes, the very ground itself, had shuddered under the roar of cannon, the bark of howitzers, and the crackling of a legion of rifles. Now all was silent. The sledgehammer blows of Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson had mauled the Army of the Potomac, and yet that army was not destroyed. 7,000 men had fallen in that dreadful week, and the savagery of the conflict was grimly evident in the river of wounded that wound through the green hills. Now a new sound drifted in the soft evening sky. For Colonel Dan Butterfield, a courageous and able soldier, was also a man of music. To honor his fallen comrades, he had composed a simple and heart-rending melody. On July 2nd, in the year of 1862, its strains floated over the graves that scarred the dark Virginia earth. It has been more than 100 years since that sound was born, but those notes have never died away. Every night of the year, throughout the world, fighting men of America from the North and the South the east and the west, close their eyes in sleep to its call. And in each of their hearts, there glows a fierce surge of pride.
Clint Eastwood. Thank you for joining us.
I'd like to present a great favorite with the AEF everywhere, the girl who put the form in command performance, Miss Ginny Sims, singing I Walk Alone. Miss Ginny Sims.
Wherever you are, reach now.
Stand by for news and Wisconsin's efforts, belatedly perhaps, to dedicate a Veterans Day holiday, the last state in the Union to do so. This is our small effort to be able to do something about that in advance, perhaps. This is Lou Vergani for the Civic Media Radio Network and the Music of the Stars, wishing you all, us all, a contemplative Veterans Day. Clint Eastwood.
I still see Elisa. She keeps on returning as breathless and young as ever. I still hear Elisa and still feel a yearning to hold her against me again. Her heart was made of holidays, her smile was made of dawn, her laughter was an April song that echoes on and on. Since I saw Lisa, the shadows are falling and winter is calling. But I still see Elisa. Whenever I dream of love.
Pacific Media Radio Network and the music of the star. Thank you for joining us. I'm Lou Regani.
You are never far away from me. When we part, I hold your memory. You linger in my dreams when day has flown, and through the lonely night, I'm not alone. When two sweethearts carries you and I, there's no sadness in the word goodbye, because you're always in my heart, my love. Wherever I may be, you are never far away from me.
Thank you for joining us on the Music of the Stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. You can pick us up worldwide at civicmedia.us. Also, our podcasts can be found at civicmedia.us. Until next week, then, 7 to 11 Central, keep your dreams alive. Reach for the stars.
Because you're always in my heart, my love. Wherever I may be, you are never.
November, what a month. It's got one thing going for it. It's a holiday coming down on a Thursday. We'll celebrate the availability to appreciate what others have done for us on our Thanksgiving program starting next week. Thanks for joining us. Now stand by for news on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome our newest stations. WZTI 107.3 Milwaukee. And 1590 AM. Of the Star.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.